This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
To Bayou Wild Television, or viewers, you know that we've added some Tigers in the Wild episodes, LSU athletes out in the outdoors participating in hunting and fishing, and we give you a little bit of a Tigers in the Wild preview, and it's a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And let me introduce Lance Burgess, who is one of the hosts of Tigers in the Wild, and also Sean Squirrel Burrell, who is this week's featured on Bayou Wild TV and Tigers in the Wild. Good morning, guys. Lance, tell us about the trip we had with the gentleman that joins us now, Sean Squirrel Burrell.
Oh, good morning, Don, and thanks, Sean, for jumping on this morning. Yeah, I mean, how much fun was it? We went out in the woods over at the sanctuary, and we had dogs, so it was a blast, and I'm sure Sean will agree that it was one for the books, as he put it.
Yeah, that was probably one of the best trips I've been on, best hunting trips I've been on, just seeing everyone go out there, have fun. Everyone has a smile on their face the whole time, everybody fellowshipping and being able to shoot the squirrels and have fun and ultimately having the squirrel dinner.
Well, Sean, take a second here and tell the audience who you are and where you're from.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Sean Squirrel Burrell. I'm from Slaughter, Louisiana. I am a two-time national champion for the LSU track and field team. I hold the under-20-year-old world record in the 400 hurdles. And we have one team title as LSU men's track and field team outdoors.
Well, one of the premier programs, no doubt. And so, you know, we wanted to have fun. We knew you were an outdoorsman. Thanks to the magic of social media, we saw your content, and we thought it'd be fun to reach out. So, you know, having a chance to go squirrel hunt with Squirrel Burrell was definitely a wonderful experience. Sean, tell us a little bit about your nickname, obviously, maybe who gave it to you, and then tell us a little bit about maybe who taught you to shoot and kind of be in the outdoors.
Yeah, so my nickname, it came when I was about maybe 3 or 4. I was really small. I was really fast, but my dad's best friend said I looked like a squirrel. So that's how I got the nickname. I really didn't like the nickname all the way up until probably middle school, high school, when I was really shining in track, and it just was a good nickname to stick with. So I was like, hey, squirrels are fast. So I'm just keep the nickname, and I'm use it as the promotional type thing. But then when we talk about who taught me how to shoot, I say my both my parents, and then who helped me get better at shooting would be my oldest brother and my middle brother. So like they always say, the best way to start shooting or the best way to be a shooter is someone who has used a BB gun in the backyard shooting the birds out the tree. That's why you should do it with my old brothers. And that's just how I got good at shooting.
That's awesome. Well, tell us about your family and who's the best shot.
The best shot, I say probably my dad. He can really hold the gun real steady. I'm trying to get better with that, but I'd probably say my dad. He's the one. He's the one that started it all.
Yep. Well, you know, our day at the sanctuary was really unique. You know, for me, being in the woods hunting squirrels is a different experience. You know, being really still, I teach my boys that now. And this experience with dogs, have you ever had a chance to have dogs? Tell us what you thought about it.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Just being able to see how the dogs ran the woods, roamed the woods, sniffed out, smelled, as well as looking for the squirrels, listening for the squirrels. I really enjoyed just seeing them work. The first time I saw dogs work was tracking one of my deers. So I really enjoyed seeing the dogs track a deer and then actually seeing the dogs work, seeing these dogs work for finding squirrels is just really something I enjoyed. And I mean, it really paid off for both us and the dogs, because dogs, they look like they had more fun than us grabbing the squirrels off the ground and just finding them. So I really enjoyed that opportunity to see them work.
Well, Squirrel, you look great on TV, too, and thank you for not challenging me to run with you through the woods. I wouldn't have ended up good.
y'all look like y'all the best athletes out there. I said, hey, I'm just enjoying my time with y'all.
We had a great time with you, and you look good on TV, and want to invite everybody to tune it in, BayouWildTV.com. You can find a station near you, or you can watch it on YouTube. Lance, great job, too, on the Tigers in the Wild. Really appreciate you guys coming on.
Yep. Thanks, Squirrel. Appreciate you. Thank you, Don, everybody. Y'all have a great morning.
I appreciate it. Y'all stay safe.
All right. We'll keep our eye on you, Squirrel, when you're out there running for track and field. Hopefully you can make it to the Olympics.